Drink the Kool-Aid. I'll tell you, this process of following a leader, okay, is a process of growth. And one of the ways you know that you are actually leading somebody is when you see people stepping a little bit further out of their comfort zone and doing something that you know in their nature they wouldn't normally do. Now, let me tell you a quick story. So when we first got started, we were on the road. Blake and Dan and I would go and do meetings, and Blake and Dan actually did a lot more than I did because I was still in school and I had those three babies. But I remember one time, Blake said, "You got to come out and help me with these meetings." And so I believe we were in Oklahoma at the time, or Kansas City. No, we were in Kansas City. We were in just outside of Omaha is where we were. Now it's coming back. Just outside of Omaha. Blake's up there doing a presentation. How many of you think Blake knows how to do a good presentation? Folks, he's a master, okay? And he's up there doing a presentation. Just like all the times, I'm in the back of the room. I got my legs crossed. I'm kicking back, and I'm like, this guy is making us money, right? I mean, he's doing a great job. He's answering all the health questions, all the stuff. I have no clue, and they're not even looking at me. I'm in the back of the room. And Blake's giving this presentation, and he's right at the peak of everybody being excited. And he's like, "And now my partner Todd Smith's going to tell you the rest of it." And he didn't invite me. He didn't say ahead of time, "Hey, Todd, look, I might have you do part of it tonight." Okay? Because he knew I wouldn't have even sat in the back of the room. Right? So instead, he just says, "And my partner," in front of the crowd, my partner Todd's going to tell you the rest of it. And he walked to the back of the room. Now, I'm sitting there shaking my head as he's walking back. Like, "You're dead, right? You're dead. I mean, we're friends. We've worked together. We were roommates. You're dead. We were staying in the same hotel room tonight. You're dead, right? When you're asleep, mate." So, but he walks to the back of the room, and immediately what do everybody in the crowd do? Oh, they're all turning back like, "Who's the partner Todd?" Right? And there's nobody getting up. And I'm thinking I'm trying to come up with ideas. What can I do? I can pass out. I can get up and run, right? I'm trying to think, what could I get away with here? And I had nothing. So I got up, I walked to the front of the room, and I slaughtered the rest of the presentation. And guess what? They all signed up. They all bought product. They all got in. And everything was fine. And afterwards, Blake said, "Great job, partner," right? Sometimes leadership's real soft and gentle. Sometimes it's kissing them on the forehead and saying, "Hey, I want you to share your testimonial on the products here tonight at the meeting. Would you be willing to take just a minute or two at the beginning and share your testimonial?" Sometimes it's kicking them in the butt. Like, "And now I'm handing the microphone over to somebody," right? Sometimes it's that way. And some of you in our team at TNT know that that's happened to you. Sometimes Blake and I, one, out of having planned it, and sometimes out of just
being inspired,
or having nothing else to say, we're saying, "We're going to now hear from," and we bring someone else up. But that causes us all to stretch. Okay? Being in front of a room and doing a presentation was not what I had agreed to do when I decided to join the Wallach family and start a business here. My plan was I was going to run classified ads. People who were interested would call me. I'd only have to talk to the people who were interested. And then I could sell them products, and I wouldn't have to tell them that there was an MLM business, and I wouldn't have to come out of the closet. No one would have to know who I was, right? And I could make money sitting in my basement, selling health products, and going to school, getting my degrees. And when I got done with my college education, I could go get a real job, and no one would ever know. That's how I got started. Anybody relate to that? Okay? So if you think that everybody that comes in, every leader that is created or grows in this business started that way, you are completely mistaken. Leadership is a process. And I can tell you a whole bunch of stories that happened to me personally, like that one of being quote unquote invited to the front of the room. Right? And I'm sure each of you who have experienced that can also share those stories. Well, part of being a leader is providing those opportunities for your team members, your family of distributors, right? The people you're working with, providing those opportunities and providing them in the way that they can respond. See, Blake had a lot more confidence in my ability to speak in front of a group than I did. And guess what? He kept doing it over and over again to me, even though I wasn't very good at it. Because he believed, more than I did, that one day, what? One day I'd do a good presentation. And we hope for that day. We are still praying that that day will come. So, what does that bottom line say? Okay, so this is the turning point in our topic here. Because up till now, I've just talked about leadership being good, haven't I? Okay, like anything in this life, there are opposites. Okay, and with leadership, there can be good leadership and there can be bad leadership. How would you differentiate between good and bad leadership?